因服务员与聆听，各位尊敬的奉献者，大家早晨好。今天是2019年8月9日，星期五。我们今天又非常非常荣幸的能够听到我们敬爱的特别参政马尔这位我们讲述的今天的圣典博加梵歌的早课，敬请聆听。Hare Krishna, Maharaj.
Yeah.Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Vihara Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Vihara Gopi Janama Giri Bharada Gopi Janama Yashodanandana Braja Janarandana Yashodanandana Braja Janarandana Yamuna Tira Vanachara Yamuna Tira Vanachara Jai Radha Madhava Kunjabi Gopi Janabana Gopi Janabana Giribarada Yashodanandana Prajajanaranda Yashodanandana Prajajanaranda Vanacha Yamunatira Vanacha Chai Radha Madhava Kunjamiha Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
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 Jai Okay Bhagavad Gita Chapter 10 Verse Number
国家梵歌第十章第二十节。
Name Vidu Suraganaha Prabhavan. Name Vidu Suraganaha.
Name Vidu Suraganaha.
Prabhavana Maharshaya.
Prabhavana Maharshaya.
Aham Adirhi Devanam
Aham Adirhi Devanam
Maharshinam Cha Sarvasha
Maharshinam Cha Sarvasha
Name Vidu Suraganaha
Name Vidu Suraganaha
Prabhavana Maharshaya
Prabhavana Maharshaya
Aham Adirhi Devanam
Aham Adirhi Devanam
Maharshinam Cha Sarvasha
Maharshinam Cha Sarvasha
Aham Adirhi Devanam
Name Tisura Deva Aham Adirhi Devanam
Maharshan Nahamidu Suragana
Name Vedu Suragana
Prabhavana Maharshaya
Prabhavana Maharshaya
Aham Adirhi Devanam
Aham Adirhi Devanam
Brahmana Maharshinam. Maharshinam Chasarvasha.
Maharshinam Chasarvashana.
Okay. Very good. So, words. Na.
Na.
Never.
永不.
May.
May.
My.
我的.
We do.
We do.
Suragana.
Suragana.
The demigods.
半身人.
Prabhavan.
Prabhavan.
Origin.
起源.
Opulences.
财富.
Not.
Not.
Never.
永不.
Maharishaya.
Maharishaya.
Great sages.
伟大的智者.
Aham.
Aham.
I am.
我是.
Adi.
Adi.
The origin.
源头.
He.
He.
Certainly.
无疑.
Devanam.
Devanam.
Of the demigods.
半身人的.
Maharishinam.
Maharishinam.
Of the great sages.
伟大的圣人的.
Cha.
Cha.
Also.
也.
Sarvasha.
Sarvasha.
In all respects.
在各个方面.
Neither the host of the demigods nor the great sages know my origin or opulences, for in every respect, I am the source of the demigods and sages.
译文, 半神人和伟大的智者都不知道我的来历和财富, 因为我在所有的方面都是他们的源头.
Purport. As stated in Brahma Samhita, Lord Krishna is the Supreme Lord. No one is greater than him. He is the cause of all causes. Here it is also stated by the Lord personally that he is the cause of all the demigods and sages. Even the demigods and great sages cannot understand Krishna. They can understand neither his name nor his personality. So what is the position of the so-called scholars on this tiny planet? No one can understand why the Supreme God comes to earth as an ordinary human being and execute such wonderful, uncommon activities. One should know, then, that scholarship is not the qualification necessary to understand Krishna. Even the demigods and great sages have tried to understand Krishna by their mental speculation, and they have failed to do so. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, also, it is clearly said that even the great demigods are not able to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They can speculate to the limits of their imperfect senses and can reach the conclusion of impersonalism, of something opposite to what is manifested by the three qualities of material nature. Or they can imagine something by mental speculation, but it is not possible to understand Krishna by such foolish speculation. Here the Lord indirectly says that if anyone wants to know the absolute truth, here I am present as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I am the Supreme. One should know this. Although one cannot understand the inconceivable Lord who is personally present, he nonetheless exists. We can actually understand Krishna, who is eternal, full of bliss and knowledge, simply by studying his words in the Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. The conception of God as some ruling power or as the impersonal Brahman, can be reached by persons who are in the inferior energy of the Lord, but the personality of Godhead cannot be conceived unless one is in the transcendental position. Because most men cannot understand Krishna in his actual situation, out of his causeless mercy, he descends to show favor to such speculators. Yet despite the Supreme Lord's uncommon activities, these speculators, due to contamination in the material energy, still think that the impersonal Brahman is the Supreme. Only the devotees who are fully surrendered unto the Supreme Lord can understand, by the grace of the Supreme Personality, that he is Krishna. The devotees of the Lord do not bother about the impersonal Brahman conception of God. Their faith and devotion bring them to surrender immediately unto the Supreme Lord, and out of causeless mercy of Krishna, they can understand Krishna. No one can understand him, so even great sages agree. What is the Atma? What is the Supreme? It is he whom we have to worship.
要知，正如 Brahma Samhita 中声明的，主 Krishna 是至尊主，没有谁比他更伟大，他是一切原因的起因。至尊主在这里也亲自声明，他是半神人和智者的源头。甚至半神人和伟大的智者也了解不了 Krishna， 他们既理解不了他的名字，也理解不了他的人格性质。那么更何况这个小小星球上的所谓学者呢？没有人能够理解这么至高无上的神为什么会像个普通人一样来到地球上进行如此奇妙非凡的活动。应该知道，学术程度并不是了解 Krishna 所需要的资格，就连半神人和优秀的智者相应自己的心智思辨去了解 Krishna 的努力也遭到了失败。正如《博伽瓦坛》中也清楚地说，即使是半神人也没有能力了解自己人格和神，他们的思辨超不过他们不完美的感官所具有的限度，充其量能够达到非人格主义的结论，即想象出物质自然精神属性所展示的事物相反的事物。他们可以通过心智思辨想象一些事，但通过这种愚蠢的思辨了解不了自己。至尊主在这里间接的说，如果有谁想要了解绝对真理，那么我作为至尊人格守神就在这里，我是至尊者。我们应该知道这一点，尽管人理解不了亲自来到至尊主有多么的不可思议，但它仍然存在着。我们可以通过学习 Krishna 在《博伽梵歌》和《圣典不在瓦坛》中说的话，如实的了解永恒极乐充满知识的他。受至尊主的低等能量的影响的人，只能够认识到神作为某种统治力量或不具人格性的凡 Brahma 的概念，但处在超然层面的人却能够认识到人格守神的概念。思辨者无法了解真实的 Krishna， 因此他出于没有缘故的仁慈降临，以向他们展示仁慈。但是思辨者因为被物质能量污染，所以不顾至尊主的非凡活动，仍坚持认为不具人格特性的凡就是至尊者。只有完全皈依了至尊主的奉献者，才能够凭 Krishna 的恩典了解 Krishna 就是至尊人格守神。至尊主的奉献者不去注意神的不具人格性的凡的概念，他们的信心和奉献使他们立即投靠服从至尊主，而极助 Krishna 没有缘故的仁慈，他们能够了解 Krishna， 任何其他人都了解不了他。所以就连伟大的圣人都同意，什么是 Atma， 什么是至尊者，那就是我们要崇拜的 Krishna。 Maharaj，
Yes, yeah?
Yes.
Okay. Om Gana Timirandasya Ganandana Shalakaya Chakshuru Militana Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Yena Bhutalesh Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Andeham Shri Guru Shri Yutta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavam Cha Shri Rupam Sajajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahita Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishaka Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namani Namaste Saraswati Deve Gaur Avani Pracharane Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Paschacha Desatana Vancha Kalpa Truvyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyavacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo 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 Mahavaranyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namani Gora Tushe Namo Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gaurange Radhe Vrindavaneshadi Vishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangam Langayate Garim Tat Kripa Tamaham Bande Shri Gurundina Time. Alright, so of course everything is very important. This verse has a lot of things in it.
当然，一切都是非常重要的。在这个世界里面呢，也讲述了很多的信息。
So, when Krishna is saying even the demigods, even the great sages, they can't understand him completely.
是啊，Krishna 他就讲到了，即便是伟大的圣人们，即便是万神人们，也不能够完全的理解他。
Because Krishna is achintya, he's inconceivable.
Krishna 是 achintya, 也就意味着是不可思议的。
And he's the source of the demigods, so we can't understand our source. Nobody can understand fully.
他是半神人的源泉，那没有任何一个人能够完全的了解自己的源泉。
People, you know, people, we have some idea, but by Krishna's grace, if someone is fortunate to meet the devotees.And hear Bhagavad Gita, we can understand we should serve Krishna, that we're servants. That's a real understanding.
那么人们呢，是有某些理解的，比如说通过一些仁慈，我们见到了 Krishna 的这个奉献者，然后呢，我们听到了他们的讲述，然后呢，我们听到了一些这个关于 Krishna 的这个描述之后呢，我们就有一些理解，我们觉得我们知道是应该为 Krishna 服务的。
Sometimes devotees ask, well, why did Krishna do this? Why did Krishna do that? Why is Krishna blue?
有的时候奉献者就会问，为什么 Krishna 会做这件事，为什么不做那件事，为什么 Krishna 是蓝色的？
But that's, he does everything for so many reasons. Nobody can understand.
但是呢 ,Krishna 他为了很多的原因去做这些事情，没有一个人能够真正的理解。
Of course, the atheist demons will say, well, why should we serve Krishna?
当然像恶魔或者是像这些无神论者他们就会问为什么我们要服务 Krishna 呢
Some people will say, well, you know, God has everything. God is very rich. Why should I give him a donation? I need money.
但有些人可能就会说那神他都已经拥有一切他是最富有的为什么我还要给他一些捐赠呢
You know, he has so many servants, why should I serve him?
他有那么多的仆人，为什么我还要去服务他呢？
But this is the thing, that Krishna is the origin. Something, everything comes from something.
但是这问题就在于 Krishna 他是源头，听起来就是任何一个东西它都是从某一个源头那来的。
Everything material has a beginning.
一切的物质的事物它都有一个开始。
Even the universe, even scientists know it had a beginning. They don't understand so much about it, but they know it had a beginning.
即便是这个宇宙
这个科学家们他们也都知道宇宙是有一个源头的，虽然他们并不能够说太多，但他们理解是有开始的。
So therefore, there's something beyond it that made it happen.
那所以说呢，肯定是在这之上有一个掌控者让这一切发生。
So everything in the material world has a beginning and end. So in the fourth chapter, Krishna says, you know, the intelligent people, they don't get involved in these sense gratificatory activities which have a beginning and an end. You have to start. If you start something, it definitely is going to end at some point.
那在因为在这物质世界里面的任何一切呢，它都是有始有终的。所以说呢，在这个《薄伽梵歌》的第四章里面呢 ，Krishna 就讲到了，就是一个真正的智者，他不会把自己的这个注意力专注在这个物质世界的任何的感官享乐的胜利的满足感中，因为在物质世界里面的任何的一切它都是有始有终的。
So Prabhupada mentions in the purport this first sloka we have from Brahma Samhita.
所以Śrīla Prabhupāda在今天的这个世界的要旨里面呢，他引述的第一个师节就是来自于 Brahma Samhita 婆罗诃摩赞中的师节。
And this verse is a really important verse for all of us.
这是婆罗诃摩赞中的第一个师节，那这个师节对我每个人来讲呢都是非常的重要的。
It explains everything, actually.
他在这个师节里面解释了一切。
If we accept it, then we can become peaceful in any situation.
如果我们要是接受这个师姐的话，那我们在任何一个情况下都会变得非常的平和。
So Ishvara Parama Krishna. Ishvara means controller.
Ishvara Parama Krishna. Ishvara 的意思是控制者。
So we're all controllers to some extent.
那我们从某种延伸的角度上来说呢，都是某件事情的控制者。
We're all some kind of controller.
所以呢，我们都是某种意义的控制者。
Trying to control your dog, or trying to control, you know, something.
比如说，我们试着去控制我们的狗狗，或者是控制着某些事物。
If you're driving a motorbike or a car, and then you're the controller, you think.
如果你要是开车或者是骑个电动车的话，那也就是在把控着这个事物。
So they think I'm very powerful. I just twist my arm and this motorbike goes so fast.
那我可能就会想，哎，我可真是太有力了。我只要这么拧一拧这个把手，这个电动车它就走起来了。
But we're not really the controller, you know.Because someone has built it and so many things.
但其实我们并不是他的控制者，因为有些人呢把这个车给建造起来，而且这个车和这个车相关的还有好多其他的相关的连带的方面。
Then we have all these remote control switches for our television, for everything, for starting car, for, you know.
我们还有各种各样的遥控器，比如说控制电视机啊等等。
Some people you go in their house and there's so many remote control switches on the table.
如果你上别人家里边去，你就会看到某人的这个家的茶几上放着好多好多的遥控板。
So they think, you know, I'm the controller. I can turn on the TV. I can open the door. I can answer. They can.You know, but they're not controlling.
他们就会想，哎呀，我实在是太有本事了。你看，我可以控制，我可以遥控电视，我还可以用我的遥控器来开门。但事实上呢，他并不是控制者。
It's just illusion. But Ishvara Parama, Parama means supreme.
那么这只不过是一个幻象而已。可是 Ishvara Parama, Parama 的意思是至尊。
And.In this purport, Prabhupada puts that word supreme so many times.
在今天这个师节的要旨里面，说法呢，他很多次的提到了
至尊这个词。
So that's the name of Krishna, Supreme Person, Supreme Origin, Supreme Controller.
但是呢，这就是 Krishna 的名字，也就是他是至尊的人，是至尊的源泉，是至尊的控制者。
So they use that, the people use that, these words that are actually Krishna's name, they use them in advertising different things.
那么这个词儿呢，实际上是 Krishna 的名字，所以人们呢就会用这个词去做各种各样的广告。
They'll use things like topmost, supreme, best, you know, for advertising anything.
比如说呢，在广告里面呢，他们就会说啊，这是最棒的，这是至尊的，这是尊享的，等等，就会用这样的词。
And sounds like an airplane. So, but Krishna is the Ishvara Parama. He controls everything.
但是呢 ，Krishna 他是 Ishvara Parama， 也就是是至尊的控制者，他控制一切。
So the living entities they should be trying to control their mind and senses so they can think of Krishna.
那么作为一个生物体呢，他就应该努力去控制自己的感官和心意，这样他就可以想着 Krishna。
But nobody can fully understand Krishna.
但是没有任何一个人可以完全的理解 Krishna 的。
Sometimes we meet people, I know all about.
但是有些人可能会在想，我知道好多，我这些都明白。
Because nobody knows all about anything.
但是呢，没有任何一个人可以对于任何一件，就是不可能对所有的事情都了解。
Even the big, big scientists who know so much about sometimes very small field, you know, but they study, they know so much about this and that. But the more they learn, they say, we don't know very much. There's so much we don't know.
即便是一些伟大的科学家，他们在自己的一个小领域里面进行了非常的深邃的探究。他们已经了解很多了，但是他越研究之后呢，他越发现他什么也不懂。
So then, what about the origin of those things? If they know so little about the universe, then what about the origin of the universe? They can't. So they just say there's something, but they have no idea. They don't want to think it's a person because they can't imagine such a great person.
所以呢？就即便是这个宇宙他们都没有办法深刻的去理解，那就更不要说就整个的这个源头了。但是呢，他们明白就是有一些自己无可知道的这个领域，但是他们不愿意去承认那儿有一个人作为总体的控制者，他们不愿意承认有一个人。
Remember that whatever is happening to you, it's coming from Krishna.
所以呢，我们必须要记得，所有一切的发生全部都是来自于 Krishna 的。
And also the first verse of the Ishopanishad, Isha Vasyam Idam Sarvam, you know.
那么从这个
Everything is controlled by the Lord.
在这个至尊奥义书的第一个诗节里面，所讲的也是，就是所有的这一切，它都是由至尊主所控制的。
So, Ishvara Parama Krishna Sat Chit Ananda Vigraha describes the qualities.
Ishvara Parama Krishna Sat Chit Ananda Vigraha. Sat Chit Ananda Vigraha 在描述的是 Krishna 的品质。
Sat means eternal, no beginning, no end.
Sat 意思是永恒，没有始也没有终。
Ananda means bliss,
ecstasy,
whatever.
而且呢，他们是处在极乐的状态下的，极乐的状态下。
Everybody wants Ananda.
那所有的人呢，都希望能够得到 Ananda 快乐。
I've seen a lot of shops just in different countries named Bliss.
那我在各种我在很多的国家的这个商店里面，他们都把自己的这个商店的名字给命名为 Bliss， 也就是喜乐的意思。
People they want bliss.
所以呢，人们是希望能够得到喜乐的。
And so chit means knowledge.
Chit 意思是知识。
So we have knowledge, but Krishna has unlimited knowledge. Our knowledge is very limited.
我们是有些知识的，但是 Krishna 他所具有的是无限的知识。
In Vigraha, Krishna has form.
Vigraha 的意思是形象， Krishna 有形象。
So deity is called the Archivigraha, the worshipable of the form.
那 Krishna 这个神神像呢，被称为叫 Archivigraha， 也就是它是一个可以被崇拜的形象。
And everything has form.
一切都是有形象的。
It's a big business designing beautiful forms.
那有一个非常大的行业，就是设计很美的形象。
So that the soul also has a form.
那灵魂它也是有形象的。
So such an Anadir Adir Govinda, Govinda, we know the name. Anadir Adir. Anadir means he has no beginning.
Anadir Nadir Govinda. Anadir 意思是无始。
Anadir Adir. Adir means the beginning. So he has no beginning, but he is the beginning.
那 Adir 的意思呢是开始。那虽然他没有开始，但是呢他自己本身就是开始。Anadir Adir.
And then Sarva Karana Karana.
Sarva Karana Karana.
Everything has a cause.
一切都有一个原因。
Now, you know, there's an immediate cause.
那还有一个就是立刻的、即刻的原因。
Like whenever there's a plane crash, airplane crash.
比如说有，如果是飞机失事。
Then they try to find out what cause is. Airplane break, was there lightning, was the pilot stupid, what happened?
所以呢他们就希望能够找到导致失事的原因到底是什么，到底是由于这个could you mention those things again, with just now you released?
That's the immediate cause.
Yeah, Maharaj, I didn't catch you just now. You give some examples about the reason to cause the airplane crash.
But there's remote cause.
Oh, okay. 那比如说是一些远程的原因导致的呀。
So the first remote cause is karma.
Okay. 所以刚才 Maharaj 意思就是说，就是我们要查一下，就有哪些是这个即刻导致的这个原因。那还有一些呢是远程导致的原因。那远程导致原因呢就是业报。
The ultimate remote cause is Krishna.
那么最终极的远程的原因呢，就是因为 Krishna.
So they're trying to find out where it comes. Like sometimes some disease is spreading, so they have to find out where it came from. Is there some poison food somewhere? Is there some
所以呢，他们就希望找到这件事情发生的这个原因是什么。比如说，如果是有人有食物中毒了，那他想知道就这个食物中毒导致的这个原因是什么。比如说这个
Everybody, this particular verse, Ishvara Parama Krishna, is that it's one of the easiest verses to remember, to learn in the whole of all the Sanskrit we have.
所以说呢，这个Ishvara Parama 呢，Krishna Sachinanda Vigraha 那么这个呢就是我们需要通过这个梵文然后呢去记住然后呢想着 Krishna
So and then in Bhagavad Gita in this chapter that we get the four verses which are considered the root or the seed of the whole Bhagavad Gita
然后呢在《薄伽梵歌》里面有这四个师姐我们不认为我们把这四个师姐呢看成是整个薄伽梵歌的根，是梵歌的种子。
And it starts with the Hum Sarvasya Prabhavo. Everything comes from me.
那么它是来自于Hum Sa Hamsavastya Prabhu， 意思就是说一切都来自于我。
Mata Sarva Pravartate， I am the source of everything. Everything comes from me.
Mata Sarva Pravartate， 就是我是一切的源泉，一切都来自于我。
And that's important. Ultimate, that's the ultimate. Things come from, you know, other places, but ultimately comes from Krishna.
然后下面这一部分呢也是非常重要的，就是这个事情呢它是从各个，它有各个的这个源头，但是呢一切这个源头呢最终都是 Krishna。
Like one time, a reporter was asking Prabhupada, "Where do you get money?"
那有一次呢，一个记者就问沙帕帕，您的这钱是从哪来的？
And Prabhupada kept saying, "From Krishna."
沙帕帕说呢，这钱是从 Krishna 那儿来的。
So the reporter couldn't understand. He said, "How can you get the money from Krishna?"
然后呢，当时这个记者就不太明白，他说：“你怎么能够从 Krishna 那儿弄来钱呢？”
And Prabhupada said, just like this morning, Mr. Agarwal gave me some donation.
然后他说，就像今天早晨，阿格尔先生给了我一些布施。
But I know that Krishna in his heart inspired him to do that.
但是我知道 Krishna 在他内心中，所以 Krishna 在激励着他做这件事情。
So it's coming from Krishna.
所以说呢，这个布施是来自于 Krishna 的。
So, like I said, this name Supreme and Absolute and, you know, these words are Krishna's names.
所以说呢，像至尊啊，像绝对啊，这些词儿都是 Krishna 的名字。
So they're trying to find out who's the most beautiful girl, or who's the most beautiful man, or what's the most beautiful mountain, or whatever. Because it represents Krishna, whatever is the most wonderful.
那么大家在努力地找谁是最美的姑娘啊，谁是最帅的小伙子啊，哪里是最巍峨的高山呢、啊、但是呢这个他们都是有一个源头的，那么这个源头呢就是 Krishna， Krishna 呢是最奇妙的，最美妙的。
So in the Bhagavatam it also says even the demigods, even Lord Brahma himself says I can't understand.
I cannot what?
Even Lord Brahma, he says that many people say they understand you, but I don't understand you.
Oh, 在圣殿布加瓦坛里面，即使是主 Brahma 也说呢，他说很多人都自称都能够理解您，但我就理解不了您。
So that means that Brahma actually understands.
但是这也就意味着 Brahma 其实是明白的。
Because he knows that Krishna is unlimited and inconceivable.
因为他知道 Krishna 是无限的，并且是不可思议的。
So the scientists don't like to believe that. They want to say they want to know how, where, you know, where is Krishna, how big is Krishna, how much does he weigh, you know, all these things. They want to.
但是呢，这些科学家们却不管这一套。Krishna 他们，科学家们他们就想知道这个Krishna， 那你如果存在的话，那你在哪儿啊？你有多高啊？你是怎么样一个状态呀、啊？你存在于什么地方呢
？So we can't understand Krishna, but he's there.
但是呢，我没有办法理解 Krishna， 但是 Krishna 就在那
儿。By studying Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, we can know something.
但是如果我们要是学习不叫梵歌和学习圣典不叫瓦坛的话呢，我们就能够得到一些信息。
Then we can understand the personality of Godhead. When we try to serve Krishna according to, you know, different things, he reveals himself.
所以呢，我们就可以慢慢的理解至尊人格守神。那么当我们在向他进行服务的时候呢，他就可以逐步的向我们揭示他。
So Krishna comes himself to show us.
对呢 ，Krishna 来自于他自己来展示。
So devotees aren't concerned about the impersonal Brahman because it comes from Krishna.
所以呢，这个奉献者呢，他们就认为他是这个devotee consider himself as the personal Brahman because he is from Krishna.
They don't worry about the impersonal Brahman, the effulgence, the Brahmajyoti,
okay.
the white light, blue light, or whatever
they want to call it. Okay, 那么所以作为奉献者呢，他也其实也就不是特别关心这个非人格的梵光，还有就是从 Krishna 那儿所展现出来的这些光彩，因为他们知道所有这一切呢都是来自于 Krishna 的。
The Ishapanishad says, please remove your dazzling effulgence so I can see you.
在至尊妙语书里面就讲到了，请你把这个就是光芒从我眼前移开，然后这样呢我就能够看到您本人了。
If somebody shines a very bright light in your face, you can't see the person, you can't see where the light is coming from.
You see the light.
So the, my body speculators, sometimes they can see the light.
所以呢，作为 Mayavadi 的哲学家们，他们有的时候呢是能够看到这非常美妙的、奇妙的光灿的。
So they think that's the ultimate, that's everything, and they just want to become part of it. And they become.
所以呢，他们就觉得这个是最终的，而且呢，它也是一切的一切。所以呢，他们就希望自己也能够融入到这道光里面，成为这道光的一部分。
So the demigods, of course, someone might say, they're big sense gratifiers, they're trying to enjoy, so therefore they can't understand.
但是这半神人呢，由于他们是很大的这种感官享乐者，而且呢，他们也希望能够去享受，所以说呢，他也看不清楚。
But then Krishna says, even the great sages can't understand.
然后 Krishna 又说呢，即便是伟大的圣人们，他们也理解不了。
And the great sages, they control their senses. They're not.
但是呢，这些伟大的圣人们，他们是控制着他们的感官的。
So that Krishna says, by His causeless mercy, in those four verses, which we'll come to in a few weeks, in this chapter, and I always recommend devotees.You know, we all think we don't have time to read the whole Bhagavad Gita, so just read these four verses in chapter 10, number 8, 9, 10, and 11.
那么在过几周以后呢，我们会讲到《圣简不加梵歌》的第十章的第八到第十一十节。那么奉献者总是在抱怨说呢，我们没有时间看书，但是我觉得呢，我们应该反复的去读这四个十节。
So that's the amazing, inconceivable potency of Krishna that.He can be explained in one verse, he can be explained in 100 million verses.
那所以说呢，就在这几个世界里面呢，就已经描述了 Krishna 的不可思议的能量。那么这个也是让人不可思议的一件事情，就是 Krishna 他可以用一个世界就把自己给讲述的非常清楚，但是他也可以用这个成百上千万个世界来讲述他自己。
So like the Bhagavad Gita, that's 700 verses.
比如说像《博伽梵歌》一共有七百个世界。
Then we have in the Bhagavatam what's called the Uddhava Gita.
然后呢，我们有《圣典博伽瓦坛》，《圣典博伽瓦坛》呢被称为叫 Uddhava Gita， 乌德瓦之歌。
I don't know how many verses that is, but it explains much more details about everything. But it doesn't explain anything differently. Everything is the same, but more details, more examples.
You mean Srimad Bhagavatam?
Yeah, in the Uddhava Gita,
11th
canto. So Krishna, he spoke to Lord Brahma four slokas.
Krishna 呢对 Brahma 讲了四个世界。
Hame Vasa Me Va Gre. He's explaining that before there was anything, I was there.
他说呢，在一切被创造出来之前呢，我就已经在那儿了。
And while everything is, while the whole universe is active, I'm still there.
他说当一切这个当一切进入到宇宙之中并且变得很活跃的时候呢我依然在那儿。
And after the whole universe is gone, I'll still be there.
那么当整个的宇宙消失了以后呢我依然还在。
He explains, and then Lord Brahma, he explains the Srimad Bhagavatam to Narada Muni, but in much more, a few chapters of.
然后呢主 Brahma 呢他又向 Narada Muni 讲述了这相关的这个内容但是呢他用了好几章的这个篇幅来讲述。
And then Vyas, Narada explained to, taught it to Vyasdeva.
然后呢 Narada 呢又把这个知识传授给了 Vyasdeva.
And then he told Narada, you teach, you know, no, then Vyasdeva wrote down what we have.But then we have the commentaries of the Acharyas, which make it even bigger and bigger.
然后呢，释迦牟尼佛呢，就把就是把这个圣典不加瓦坛以这个 17,000 亿一万七千个世界的这个形式给展现了出来。之后呢，我们有很多的 Acharya 为这些世界进行了评注，那么就是这个著作变得更加的丰大。
Four verses, 17,000 verses, a million verses on heavenly planets. It's perfect and complete.
但是无论是这博伽梵歌里面的这四节式的总世界，还是整个博伽瓦坛里面的这个一万七千多个世界，还是整个成千上万的世界，所有的这些世界呢都是完美的，并且都是完整的。
Or it's just Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama. Everything is there.
但是如果我们要是只是念 Hare Krishna 的曼陀罗的话呢，也会发现一切都在那儿。
So Krishna is the absolute truth.
因为 Krishna 呢，他是绝对的真理。
I was thinking the other day how they, you know, how they use Krishna's name to advertise what they said. They say,Supreme pleasure. I saw one shop in Delhi was selling mattresses, you know, for sleeping.
For what? Mattresses for what? For sleeping, okay.
Mattress, you know.
Yeah.
You know, people
yeah.
pay
yeah.
a lot of money. Yeah.
就是因为像至尊呐、啊，这些都是 Krishna 对 Krishna 的这个描述。那人们呢就会把这些词呢用在各种各样的广告语里面。那我就在想，他们怎么在这样的方式和 Krishna 联系在一起？那比如说那天我在德里的时候呢，就看到一个广告。这个广告呢是在给一个床垫子打广告。
You have this bed, you will sleep so nicely.
啊，他说呢，如果你要是拥有了这张床的话呢，那你的睡眠就会太美了，太甜美了。
I can tell you how if you want to sleep nicely, I yesterday we went to the Great Wall and walked to number 15.
The number 15th?
Yeah, tower 15. Pretty far.
Okay. 那你比如说像昨天呢我们去了长城然后呢我们去了这个第15号塔台。
So I slept really good.
After that. 那么就是当马尔说呢，我来给你们说说怎么就能让这睡眠好。我昨天爬了长城，完了去了就是特别高的那节那长城之后，我睡得可香了。
Anyway, this mattress shop in Delhi is called the Ananda Mattress Shop.
无论如何呢，就是在德里的这个床垫的这个商场，他给自己起的名字叫。Ananda 床垫
and it advertises 8 hours of bliss.
然后他给做的广告就是你可以得到八个小时的极乐。
So that means you sleep and you don't remember anything.
那也就意味着当你睡着了以后呢，你就什么也不记，什么都记不得了。
So they don't know what is bliss.
但是其实人们根本就不知道什么是极乐。
this one vodka, I was, you know what is vodka?
Vodka, oh, 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 yeah, yeah. 那么还有一个就是伏特加酒。
One of the intoxicating drinks, alcoholic
yeah.
drink.
Yeah.
Usually from Russia.
那么这个伏特加酒呢 ,Vodka, 它是来自于俄罗斯的，是非常烈的一种酒。
There's one very famous one, it's called Absolute Vodka.
嗯，有一个就是 Vodka, 它其中有一个品类，它名字叫 Absolute, 就是绝对的。
But Krishna is absolute, so they use Krishna's name.
但是呢 ，Krishna 他才是绝对的，所以呢，他们在用 Krishna 的名字来做这些广告。
Because Krishna is the most attractive.
因为 Krishna 是最有吸引力的。
Okay, anyway, this is we're fortunate to know they're really all attractive. So let's stop and see if there's any comments or questions.
嗯，那所以说呢。我们其实是最幸运的，因为我们知道什么才是最极乐的。然后 Maharaj 呢，现在讲课这一部分就到这，看大家有没有任何的问题。Maharaj, I have some time limitation today. I need to
you what?
Catch the food. I mean, I don't have much time this morning.
That's okay. You have a class with Maharaj or what?
No, actually,、yep. I need to catch the flight.
Really? Moving fast, huh?
Yes.
Where are you going?
We are going to Chongqing.
Okay. Okay. So it's almost time, 8 o'clock anyway.
Yeah. Sadi Maharaj, 看有问题吗 ?Hare Krishna, 现在大家有问题吗就是 Maharaj 现在在线上如果大家有问题的话可以给他回答一个问题。
二宝，亲爱的，我已经发到咱们那组里了，你看一下。
I'm asking something much if there was any question from the YY room.
二宝，还有 Krishna。
Okay。
听不到我的声音吗
？Everybody's quiet. Give my obeisance. Go get that swami.
Yes, Maharaj. Oh, sorry, Maharaj. There was a question. Sorry, I didn't see. Okay, the question from Rajendra Prabhu. 感谢 Maharaj 的翻译。任何人都无法完全了解 Krishna， 无论我们怎么努力，都无法完全了解 Krishna。那么我们怎么能够爱上一个不能完全了解的人呢？爱上一个不完全了解的人是什么情况？或者狂热，或者有个人的动机吗？So the question is from Rajendra Prabhu. He asked that, thank you very much. Because there was no one can fully understand the Lord. Doesn't matter how much we put on our efforts, we were not able to completely understand him. So in that case, how can we be in love with a person we don't understand, but we cannot really understand? And also, what is the situation like?For in love, a person we don't understand. Do you think that is a kind of a fundamentalism or it is a personal motivation?
Well, one thing is because you can't understand it, you might love it. Makes you think about it much more.
嗯，那么其中有一个原因呢，就是因为你没有办法理解他，所以你才会爱上他。然后呢，这样呢才会让你去更多的去想他。
But we love when we see, you know, the more we give to Krishna, how he reciprocates. If he gives the love and we understand that, then we want to love Krishna.
但是呢，就是当我们在爱 Krishna 的时候，也就是意味着当我们在服务他的时候呢，我们就会发现他是会对我们有回馈的。然后当他在回应我们的时候呢，就会使我们更想的，就是更多的去爱他，然后通过这样的方式就能理解他。
You'll want to serve Krishna.
这样会使你更想去服务他，去服务 Krishna.
All right.
So the next question is from 聆听世界。 请问咕噜，我去普里时看到了有很多断胳膊和断腿的乞丐的人，虽然听说普里的居民都是四地形体，但是这种形象让我无法和圣地联系在一起，很不理解为什么圣地还有这种痛苦存在。 Maharaj, my question is that when I was in Puri, I see many beggars who are short of their arms or legs. So I was told that in Puri, all of the residents there have the four arms. I cannot really link this the disabled beggars with the Holy Dawn. Why there are such misery manifestations in the Holy Dawn?
I saw one there. He had no arms and no legs, and he was so happy guy. I couldn't believe it. He was just talking, and many people were standing around listening to him.
那么我在普瑞呢就见到了一个人，他没有胳膊也没有腿，但是呢他特别特别的开心，而且他在那儿讲话，很多人都在围在他的周围在听他的讲述。
So we can't. That's the thing. Inconceivable. None of the people
with
four arms on anybody. Everybody has two
arms. Nobody with the four arms.
We don't see four arms on anybody in Korea. I never saw. Everybody has two arms.
Okay. 所以呢，这就是它的不可思议之处。那么我们在普瑞，其实我们是没有办法看到任何人是有四臂的形象的。我们只能够看到他们的双臂形象。我从来就没有看到有任何人有四臂。
But they are four arms. You know, they're like demigods or something. But we don't see that. They're showing something.
但是有一些半身人，他们是有四臂的，但是我们看不到他们。
So we're not seeing the real Holy Dawn, we're seeing the covering.
所以呢，我们其实并没有真正的见到的是圣地的原本的形象，我们看到的是被遮盖起来的状态。
And then, you know, we don't know, but some people, Bhakti Vinod says, they're not really in the Holy Dawn.
但是还有呢，就是我们不知道，但是呢 Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur就讲到了，其实他们并没有在圣地。
They're on the Holy Dawn.
They are on the Holy Dawn.
They're on top, but they're not in.
OK, 他们并没有在圣地里面，他们是在圣地之上的。
So like you don't enter the Holy Dawn just by taking the train to the Puri train station.
所以说呢，并不是说是坐着火车进入到 Puri 的火车站就进入到了 Puri 圣地了。
Many people go there, and they don't even know about the temple. Many foreigners.
那么很多人，比如说很多外国人到 Puri 以后，他们就根本就不知道那儿还有庙。
They just go because there's drugs are available there and.Cheap hotels and cheap food, and they don't even know about the temple.
那么他们之所以去普瑞的原因呢，是因为在那地方有便宜的酒店，然后呢，在那可以吃一些东西。所以说呢，他们而且还有一些这个贩卖的一些毒品在那儿，所以说呢，他们就去了。他们根本就不知道在那还有庙。
But they still get some benefits, right? Because they probably get some prasad or something.
但是呢，他们去了那儿以后呢，因为他们可能会得到一些 prasadam， 所以呢，他们依然还会受益。
And in Jagannath Puri, almost everybody that lives there is somehow serving the Jagannath.
因为在 Jagannath Puri， 只要是住在这个地方的人，他们都是通过某种方式在服务着主 Jagannath。
Okay.
So the next question again. So again, from our gender group,
they're not really suffering like we're suffering, you know, because but they're just they're happy to be there.
Okay. 那么就是还有就是在普瑞的这些人，他们并没有像我们那样去受苦，他们就是挺开心的在那待着。
But I never forgot that guy I saw, because you read about people here and there that are born without arms and legs. And this guy was so happy. He was smiling like he was sitting up, and he was talking. I don't know what he was saying. He must have been preaching something. And so many people were listening.
就是我在普瑞见到的那个没有四肢的那个人，我永远都忘记不了他当时的这个非常的快乐的这个样子啊，他坐着的那个样子，他非常开心快乐在讲述，他可能他是在传播什么东西，因为我听不懂他讲话，但是他那种快乐是非常有感染力的。
OK
YesYes, Mark, there were three more questions. Maybe we'll leave it for next week.
Yeah, if you don't have time.
Yeah, I still need some last minute picking.
Okay, Hare Krishna.
Okay. Hare Krishna, Mark, thank you so much.
Hold on.
我们后面还有几个问题，因为我今天时间有限，所以说呢，不好意思，只能请 Mark 下次来解答这些问题。I'm explaining. 外宽带之音服务愿意聆听各位尊敬的奉献者，那我们今天的讲课呢就到此结束了。非常感谢咖啡 Chandra Maharaj 为我们的精彩讲述，还有为我们对这个问题的耐心的解答。那祝也非常感谢沙丹玛吉为我们安排的这个平台。那祝所有的奉献者今天在 Krishna 知觉之中度过一个美妙的周五。好的，谢谢。